you here with me?
Well, it was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were smoking a little from a half an ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open that door no more, but she kept the hotel key. Still see her on the bed sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. No. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves of my clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key. We left the crowd, we left the world and locked it out. She left a picture in my head. She left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key. We both know we can't.
for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello, you're listening to The Reba Show, homeownership, hear it from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. My name is Leticia Gallegos, President and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. And co-hosting with me today is...
The one and only Salvador Villalobos. Hello.
Hello, Sal. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for inviting me.
So, happy National Night Out.
Yes.
Yes. We are sitting in the studios of Fishbowl Radio Network in Arlington, Texas. So, we are in Texas. So, National Night Out, Sal, is...
In Texas.
In Texas is October 1, which is today.
Right.
And so, we are really excited about the opportunity to bring information to our listeners. You know, it's one of those things where it's just natural to be hesitant about meeting our neighbors, right?
Right.
Because we...
I just don't like them. No, just kidding.
We feel awkward. So I invite everyone listening today to meet a new neighbor today, tonight. Right. Go to an activity in your area and meet someone new in your neighborhood.
And if you don't know of an area of location, you can go on to the Nextdoor app.
Yeah.
And they've listed in your neighborhood the night out celebrations.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and let's start with a quote from Kay Bailey Hutchinson. And she says, the best way to build a safer community is to know your neighbors and your surroundings. National Night Out triumphs over a culture that isolates us from each other and allows us to rediscover our own communities. And that's really important to know your surroundings and know your community.
And build a strong community.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's go into some history about the National Night Out, because a lot of us don't know. I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know until I did some research about the National Night Out, how it started and how long it's been in existence. Can you take a guess, Sal, as to how long it's been in existence?
Should I go with the original answer that you asked me or that I gave you? I originally thought it was 15 years, but I was very surprised to hear that it's
36 years.
In Texas, right?
In Texas.
Right.
Yes. So it's a 36th annual. And listeners, if you want to call in, we welcome you to call in and tell us about activities that are happening in your neighborhood, in your school, in your activity centers at
YMCA.
The YMCA. Mm-hmm. So other listeners can know about it and participate. So if you're in Texas, feel free to call us and just share. You don't have to be in the Metroplex. You can be outside the Metroplex. So yeah, in 1970, it was established in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Brotherly love, the city
yes.
of brotherly love.
And it started... Lower Marion, Pennsylvania community, right? Mm-hmm. And so it just started with a few neighborhood watchers, and they just wanted to do some good, help out the police department and help out, and they started a newsletter
So it was actually the community that started the program in partnership with the police?
In partnership with the police departments, and that's how it is still today, the community partnering up with the police departments. So back in 1970, it started off very small.
Okay.
Very small, and then it grew. Okay, so they started that way, and then in 1981, they established the National Association of Town Watch. Okay, so a few years later, they started in 1981. Mm-hmm. So it was founded to provide the community watch groups that they had established with the necessary information, resources, and assets to stay informed with each other, and they motivated the community as well. Okay, so neighbors and local law enforcement across the nation, they supported the association and it grew.
So they started doing presentations, providing different material? mm-hmm. for safety or awareness?
Yeah, and during this time, they were building networks outside of their own communities.
Okay.
They were building networks with other police departments in surrounding areas, and then it started, you know, across the nation, things like that. So in 1984, the National Association of Town Watch introduced the National Night Out program as we see it today. Now, across the nation, it's August the 1st.
All right.
And here in Texas, it's October 1st, which is today.
Probably because it's so hot in August.
I would suspect so.
But today, it's still in the 90s, mid-90s, so, you know, we missed the mark on that one.
Yeah, so they knew that something more was needed, so the National Night Out was introduced in August of 1984 in Philadelphia. Mm. So they already had a network, like I said, of other police departments, civic groups, state and regional crime watch prevention associations, and volunteers across the nation. So the first annual National Night Out involved about 2.5 million neighbors.
Wow.
And over 400 communities in 23 states. That's how it started back in 1984. And it's grown to what it is now, which is 38 million neighbors.
Right.
16,000 communities.
Wait, how many neighbors?
Neighbors, 38 million.
Wow. From 2 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
38 million. 16,000 communities over 36 years.
That's fantastic. So what does that, you know what it means to me is that a small voice can have such an positive impact mm-hmm. nationally and globally.
Yeah, everything great starts small.
Right.
And then it just grows. And that's the importance of people caring about their community, caring about the people in their community,
right.
and law enforcement, because without the community support, it's very tough
right.
for the law enforcement to do their jobs well.
They get to know their police officers. They get
yeah.
to know the people in certain positions, and it's good. So that when you're seeing them out in the street, I know that when I see our officers in the school, I'm always reaching out to them and saying thank you, because I do appreciate their presence there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to take a short break here in a minute. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about some activities that are going on in the community here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And if you'd like to share your events with us, please call us and we'll get those shared with everyone listening. So we're going to take a break. Catch you on the other side of the break.
Yeah. I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. When you dance, 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 feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. So just dance, 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 come on. Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally, you're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop, stop, stop.
can't stop the nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance.
Hello, you're listening to The Reba Show, Homeownership Hear It From the Experts, in the Blue Stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. My name is Leticia Gallegos, President and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. Co-hosting with me today is Salvia Lobos. And today we're talking about National Night Out. And it's a community event, and we have invited Officer Marissa Sandum to come on the show and tell us about what's going on. She's an officer for the Arlington Police Department. Welcome to the show, Officer Sandum.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing well, thank you. And we're excited to let our listeners know about the activities going on in Arlington, Texas today. So what have you got going on?
All right, well, so we're really excited about National Night Out. Last year, we were number one for populations over 300,000 across the country, so we're really excited to be participating again in National Night Out. This year, we have over 250 parties across the city of Arlington in every single district. There's music, food, games, bounce houses. There's police officers, firefighters, and other city personnel that attend these parties as well. So you get to kind of meet your neighbors, meet other community members, meet the police department and other city personnel as well.
That's amazing. 250 parties.
250 parties. We kind of outdid ourselves this year.
Would a resident know where can they go to find out their nearest party?
So there's parties, they're literally in all sorts of different neighborhoods across the city. We gave signs that say National Night Out to all of the parties that they are supposed to be putting out on their block in front of the house where their party is going to be. So just kind of drive around your neighborhood and kind of find your closest party. But I would say you only need to drive maybe 30 seconds or a minute to kind of find a party in your area, because we have quite a few.
So just look out for that night out sign.
Yeah, look for the National Night Out sign. There's also signs that say Back the Blue that are out there as well.
That's amazing. So what's your goal for this year's National Night Out? What do you want to accomplish community-wide?
I think our goal is kind of the same as every year. We really just want our communities to come together to make their neighborhoods safer. You know, there's some people who don't know who their neighbor is down the street, and this is a perfect opportunity for all the neighbors to get together, just lock your doors, turn on your lights, and go meet your neighbor. You know, go have a hot dog and talk to them and see who they are, so that way, you know, if there is something going on, you know, if you have some suspicious activity going on in your neighborhood, you know your neighbor, you can contact them and see if, you know, they know what's going on, or if they maybe have seen that activity. So it's really safety. We're really pushing safety in our entire community, but as well as our individual neighborhoods.
So in these parties, what are they exactly? It's a celebration, but what happens in these parties? I know they have a hot dog. What else is available to the residents by attending these parties?
So each party actually makes it as big or as small as they want. So there's some that they really just have a barbecue sort of party, and there's other ones who go all out with DJs and bounce houses and face painting and anything that you can think of. So it just depends on the participation and how big their neighborhood is. There's some churches and other community centers who participate as well, and they like to go all out. So it's really, like I said, just as big or small as anyone wants to make it. So there's all sorts of different activities at every single party.
Okay.
So, Officer Sandham, what would you recommend to our listeners? We have a lot of people listening, and we're hesitant, right? That's natural for us to be hesitant to go into our neighborhood and meet other people. What would you recommend to them to take that first step? Because we do want to grow this. We'd want to grow the community confidence, right?
And yes, absolutely.
Yes. So what would you recommend to someone that's hesitant about going out there?
I would just say you just need to go out and kind of put yourself out there. I know it's kind of hard to, especially if you're new to a neighborhood or if you're just kind of set in your ways in your neighborhood, to kind of go out there and talk to new people or people that you kind of may have just waved at as you drove by. But just put yourself out there, introduce yourself, you know, ask someone, you know, hey, which house do you live at again? And you know, like I said, just put yourself out there because that's the only way you're going to be able to meet your neighbor. You're not going to meet your neighbors or know who's in your neighborhood, you know, just by driving by and waving and keeping to yourself. Just get out there, talk to everyone, and hopefully build some really strong relationships to make your neighborhood a safer and better place.
And this is a great night to do it because you're kind of have an open door, right, to do it. If you're going to do it, tonight's the night to do it. Because any other day, it would be a little tougher, especially if you're shy.
Yes, and everyone is out there. Everyone's already out there, so why not go out there yourselves and, you know, just kind of join a group, join their conversation.
Will there be police officers also attending these events?
Yes, all of our patrol officers, our crime prevention unit, our detectives, they're all going out there. Everyone's kind of got their own area that they either patrol or that they have been assigned, so that way we can try to hit as many parties as possible. We're trying to get 100% of the parties covered by all of our police and fire and other city personnel, so that way we can go out there and meet the community as well.
So
for example, we try to get the patrol officers who patrol a certain beat out to parties that are in their beat so those people can meet their beat officer and know who is keeping their neighborhood safe.
Right. So this is the party that you want the police to come to.
Yes, exactly. If there's any party that you want a police officer to come to, it's this one tonight.
This one, all right.
That's really great. So is there any particular event that you want to highlight?
We are going to have a La Grande out at 910 South Collins Street. They'll be out there. It's at a church. And there's going to be, I know, hot dogs and bounce houses and face painting out there. So there's a lot going on over that location. So if you want to head over there, that group over there also knows how to party and dance. So that would be a fun event to go to.
That's worth repeating. So you called it La Grande?
Yes, La Grande. It's another radio station. They participate in National Night Out all the time.
Okay.
And they will be at 910, that's 910 South Collins Street. It's in the East District of Arlington.
Okay, and that's in Arlington, Texas. Great. And so
yes.
Social media that you have out there with more information?
Yes, we have our Facebook page. It's just Arlington Police Department on Facebook. We also have our webpage at www.arlingtonpd.org.
All right.
And I know this is a little late for this year, but say a resident or an organization would like to participate in next year's National Night Out, how can they do that? How can they do so? Did they just...
Every year, we always kind of put it out on social media, how to register on that www.arlingtonpd.org always has information and also has the registration for National Night Out every year. You can also just call your district that you are in, whether that's north, south, east, or west, and speak to an officer who can direct you in the correct direction to register, or we can register you ourselves.
Okay, great.
That is great information, Officer Sandham. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing that information. Is there anything else you want to close with?
Just thank you for having me and everyone who's out there for National Night Out tonight. Have fun. Meet your neighbors. Meet your police officers. And have a good time.
Awesome. Thank you again, Officer Sandham.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, so you heard it from Officer Sandum, Arlington Police Department. A lot of stuff going on in Arlington, Texas. So La Grande sounds really interesting, huh?
Might stop by. Do you have some dancing? Why not?
Yeah, why not? 910 South Collins Street.
Bouncy houses.
In Arlington, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's take another break, Sal, and when we come back, we'll have more information for you.
Sounds great.
I wanna follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I wanna let it take control. 'Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Stop and start confessing, confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions, baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions, baby, there's nothing holding me back. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions, baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions, baby, there's nothing holding me back. Mind and we took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. 'Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions, baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions, baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Catch a moment, but it slips through my hands. All I see are long days and dark nights. I'm lost without you, but I'm on my way, so hold tight. I'm coming home tonight. Meet me in the valley where the kids collide into the morning. Oh my God, my town is coming alive. I'm coming home tonight. I know you're ready for the sparks to fly.
something like a sunset skyline to let you know you're almost home.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello, you're listening to The Reba Show, homeownership, hear it from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. Happy National Night Out. Today is October 1, National Night Out in Texas, and before the break, we heard from Arlington Police Department and all the great stuff they've got going on. 250 parties, Sal.
That's a lot of parties.
That's a lot of parties in Arlington, but we were excited to share that information with you, listeners, and please go out to your neighborhood party and meet some new neighbors.
And meet your local police department as well.
They're going to be out there.
Visiting.
And here shortly, we're going to hear from the Fort Worth Police Department. So we have Officer Carter that will be talking to us about the Fort Worth activities that are going on. So again, my name's Leticia Gallegos with the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. I'm CEO. President CEO, and co-hosting with me today is Salvador Villalobos, and we are excited about National Night Out. I think I'm going to go eat some barbecue in my National Night Out in my neighborhood.
Oh,
yeah.
Who's having barbecue over at your?
Actually, it's sponsored. It's sponsored.
She doesn't want to tell me because I'm going to show up.
It's sponsored. I don't know if I should plug him. He hasn't paid for an advertising spot, but it's a local business in the neighborhood, and he's sponsoring the barbecue.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So I told my husband today, I said, you know what? We've never gone to National Night Out. We're going to do it this year, and we're going to meet more neighbors.
And I've heard of it. It's always been in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Just never was intentional about going. Now I told my wife, and she's like, you know what? It's been here since we've been here. I'm like, really? This is the first time I really thought of it.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you're doing the show because it does. I just thought National Night Out, you go out and you spend money. But no, it's an actual party. It's an actual gathering between residents and officers and residents and residents. Get to know your neighbors. Get to know who your police department is and chat with them. And I believe also your fire department's involved in this.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know that in our neighborhood, they bring out all the resources, all the law enforcement stuff that especially for the kids.
Right.
So the kids can get familiar with all the equipment and of course the police. So we're doing it. We want you to do it, listeners. You've got to do it.
And this is the one time a year that you want the police to come and to your party, right? They just show up unannounced but very welcomed.
Okay. Police are safety. So you want them at every party.
That's what I said. Well, maybe.
No, absolutely, yes. We support. We back the blue for sure.
Definitely back the blue.
Yes. So to recap what we had talked about earlier, the National Night Out has been in existence for 36 years. Nationwide, other than Texas, it's August 1st.
Right.
That's the National Night Out nationally. But in Texas, it's October 1, which is today.
Because August is way too hot.
August is way too hot. October is way too hot. It started back in 1970 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania when it started. It started as just a group of volunteers and the police and a newsletter. That's how it started. And it started to grow, and it grew nationally within how many years? About
36.
About 14 years. 70 to 84. If 84 is when it went national.
Right.
So we thank those founders.
Mm-hmm. So it went from a few, maybe handful of residents to 2 million in 14 years.
Uh-huh.
And now we're at...
Now we're at, what was it, 38?
38
million neighbors, 16,000 communities 36 years later.
So more than a more than a million neighbors are joining.
Yeah.
Year after year. Wow, that's great.
Yeah. And so if you listeners don't have your neighborhood app, what is it called? Nextdoor app. Be sure and sign up to that so you can kind of, that's another way of meeting neighbors.
Meeting neighbors and keeping an eye and knowing what's going on in your neighborhood.
Exactly. Exactly. That gives you another opportunity. But if you're going to, if you're shy and you want to get out to meet new neighbors, tonight's the night to do it. Tonight's the night to do it.
Go get a hot dog.
Yeah.
Barbecue, chit-chat. Yeah. And if you don't know where to go and you don't have the app and you refuse to download it, just go out and look for the banners, the National Night Out banners, and stop in and say hi. You're more than welcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Their casa is tu casa.
Yes,
for the
that
day.
Is correct. So, all right, so let me see. We're going to talk to, like I said, Officer Carter in just a minute. Let me tell you a little bit about our show. We're the Reba Show, and we're here to inform and serve. Homeownership is important, and it is an opportunity to have your own place, to have your own home. And here on the Reba Show, we bring you resources, we bring you information, expertise, so that you can make informed decision. While we wait for Officer Carter, I want to share with you, Sal, a call that I got yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday, I received a call from a gentleman that had to go back to Mexico because of his immigration status. He needed to go back to Mexico and finish his paperwork over there before he was approved.
All right.
But that's beside the point. What he called about was that he had a property here in the Metroplex that he paid $5,000 down, owner finance. The property is... So long story short, he's been paying $1,000 a month on a mobile home that he can't sell, and owner finance. So it's not even transferred into his own name.
Oh, I have a few stories for you for that as well.
Yes, and we've got lots of those kinds of stories. And listeners, we'll share more of those stories because we want to in future shows talk about fraud in lending and things like that. So do we have Officer Carter? Are you on the line, Officer Carter?
Yeah, this is. Yes. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you so much for calling us and sharing with us what is going on in Fort Worth today, National Night Out. So is this, how many years have you, a lot of years, I'm sure.
Yeah. I can't give you the exact number, but this has been going on for a long time.
Yes. We nationally, it's been going on. Well, this is the 36th annual nationally, right?
Okay. Pretty close. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Close. Okay. So, so tell us what's going on in Fort Worth today.
Well, like I said, there's a lot of events that are going on. This is a day for community and police to come together and just unify and just, you know, talk about what's going on in their neighborhood, develop a relationships or better relationships that, and just build a whole lot of camaraderie within the neighborhoods and just eat some good food and have a good time.
That's what it's all about. We were talking earlier and saying that if you want to meet neighbors, tonight is the night to do it, right? Because everybody's out.
Absolutely. This is, like I say, you know, we live in a society now where a lot of people don't even know the neighbors. They live to the left or the right of them. But this is a night where you can go out, socialize with those neighbors, meet some people that, you know, that you can network with. They'll provide opportunities for you later on down the line. And who knows, you might meet your new best friend.
Absolutely.
Or your future wife or husband. No, just joking. You never know.
Sal says, or your future wife or husband. Okay, so there's events. Do you know approximately how many events registered, Officer Carter, in Fort Worth?
I can't say, but I know that we had at least 25 to 30. You know, some kind of back down, you know, or, you know, due to other things maybe happening, but I think we had a little bit over 30, I believe, is the number that we had at registered. But then you also have people that are still doing stuff in the neighborhood, but they didn't register as well. So, you know, you might lose some, but then you pick up some in another way. So,
right. Okay, good. Yes, there's a lot of neighborhoods that do their own thing and their own barbecues, and they bring their neighbors in. So that's great. So, is there anyone in particular you want to highlight? I did go into your website, and there's a couple of them that are on there. That's actually the landings at Marine Creek from 6 to 9. Okay. They're having a bash out there. And then the A.D. Marshall Public Safety Building on Throckmorton from 4 to 6 also. For our listeners that are in that area that want to show up and do that. And, of course, I'm sure, Officer Carter, there's hundreds of neighborhood parties going on.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. It's just, you know, to pick out a couple, I mean, it's just what I would tell people right now. Mm-hmm. If you have access to Nextdoor or your Facebook pages, you know, a lot of communities have Facebook pages, look on there. And you'll kind of see, hey, what's going on? What's the festivities? What they're going to have for kids? Because this is something we usually, as police, you know, our community people provide, you know, little prizes for families and little kids as they go out. And so as far as where to go, I would just tell you, follow and look on your Facebook pages, look on, you know, even Twitter. I mean, you know, some neighborhoods have Twitter handles where you can go and they're inviting people. So it's out there, and I'm sure if you can't find one in your neighborhood, I'm sure you can call a friend, and they'll welcome you to their neighborhood. You know, come and have festivities with them.
Are any of these festivities where the police officers may be or crime prevention specialists may be giving demonstrations or sharing, more like a presentation or...
Absolutely. I mean, just depending on the neighborhood, depending on the NPO, and the NPO stands for Neighborhood Police Officer. Okay. Those people are highly involved with the crime prevention specialist as they go out tonight. So as far as demonstrations, I mean, yeah, the officers are able to go over maybe some safety plans. Okay. They're able to talk to the kids about things that they, you know, should not do, how to interact with the police. So, you know, this is a night where officers can go out with their community. And if community has, you know, certain questions that they might want to ask, this is an opportunity for them to ask those questions, maybe in a, you know, and I call it in a lighter setting, you know, and get those answered. And as the NPO, if there's something that they follow up with, I'm sure the NPO will have their card there that if they can't answer it right there, they can follow up with an answer maybe in a couple of days or so.
So if you're at one of these events, can they go up to you and and ask for a dance-off with you? Would you do that?
Well, you know what? For me, I mean, they would probably love to dance with me because I'm one of the best dancers ever.
Oh, that is not the truth.
That is not the truth. I just lied. I am not a good dancer at all. But, yeah, I mean, you know what? I would encourage. I'll say this. I would encourage people to go up to your neighborhood police officer or go up to the chief or if you see them or any of the command staff out there that's going to be out in these neighborhoods and say, hey, I'd like to have to do a dance-off with you. I welcome that, and please take pictures and send them to us.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
For sure.
I have a friend of mine who's a police officer, and he used to be a break dancer back in the day. And,
okay.
So he's a little older, and he still does, like, the helicopter on the floor.
Oh, wow. Oh, man, yes, if I got on the floor right now, I don't know if I can get up. So, yes, I understand.
But he does that to bring the kids together sometimes, so it's funny. It's good to see him.
Anything mm-hmm. that it takes to bring the kids to feel more comfortable, right, with our officers on the beach.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, this is a night for us to come together. And, you know, and I don't mean any other night we shouldn't, but I mean, to enjoy food, to go out there and meet your police officers, to meet your neighbors. I mean, you know, we all talk about going back to, people I always ask about going back to olden times, you know, sometimes. But this is a way to socialize and to know who's in your community and who, you know, if something happens, who you can call on. And find that information that you need. You know, just remember, we all protect each other. We're one village. So that's the main thing. And as police officers, without the community, we really aren't anything, you know, so we need the community's help, you know, with certain crimes that we saw. So this is a great night for us all to come together.
That is awesome. Thank you so much, Officer Carter, for joining us in this conversation and for sharing that information. We really appreciate you and the department. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and y'all be safe tonight, and have a good night. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for all you and your department does for us.
No problem. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. So that was Officer Carter with the Fort Worth Police Department. And National Night Out. It's a great day today.
And I'm just going to comment. If you're going to go out, keep your phone in your back pocket. Don't be on your phone while you're at these events.
Leave the phone at home, right?
Yeah.
That's asking too much.
Yeah, I would
that's
not.
Asking a
keep
bit too much.
Keep it in your back pocket and get to know your neighbors.
Yes. Okay, so we were very happy, listeners, to bring you information about National Night Out. Please take advantage. Please take advantage and meet a new neighbor today. Do it, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, right, Sal?
Right.
That neighbors are good to know, especially, and share information, because with my neighbors, we're friends on Facebook, and we know each other's number, and we text
That's
back
great.
And forth, what's going on, this noise, that noise, and it makes a big difference. It makes you feel more secure.
And it's great when you're out in the street, and you don't know if you closed your garage or you didn't. You can give them a quick call and say, hey, close my garage door for me, please.
I have a story about that. Police came and knocked on our door because our garage door was open. Amazing.
5 a.m. No.
Yeah. It was like 4:00 a.m. But anyway, so we are the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association, a registered 501c3 nonprofit. We bring this information to you listeners to inform you and we want to serve you. We've been streaming live on Facebook. You can see a replay on the video on the Reba Show Facebook page and also on our YouTube channel. So please follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Reba Show. And this episode is also available on a podcast on the Reba Show page at fbrn.us. And you can also find it on our website. So we thank you for listening today. And we had a great information,
yeah,
Sal?
Yeah, some great information. Again, I didn't realize how important this night is. Go out there, meet your neighbors, meet your police officers, your fire department, you know. Mm-hmm. What's the worst that can happen? You have a hot dog or, in your case, barbecue.
Barbecue, so, yummy. Yeah. If you have a specific question or comment, you can email us, RebaShow@RebaConnect.org. Again, my name is Leticia Gallegos, President and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. My co-host
is Salvador Villalobos, who is very hungry now.
Thank you for listening. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
Take care. See you next week.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. happens to